Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, March 27th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn up 2 cents, May wheat up a quarter of a cent, May beans up a penny and three quarters. Currently, we've got the dollar up 49 ticks. That might put a little bit of pressure on the grains. Crude oil is up about 52 a barrel. The metals are 13 lower in gold, 9 cents lower in the silver. Overnight, a little bit of strength here. It looks like the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has traveled to China to talk to the Chinese. Nobody knows why the surprise visit happened, but maybe China's trying to keep North Korea in line. There's also talk that Trump and the Chinese president may be able to work out some kind of trade deal. Again, if they actually work out a trade deal, that would be friendly for the grains. If they don't, and the Chinese don't put tariffs on, I don't think it's particularly friendly for the grains. We've already built a lot of these numbers in. Obviously, if there's any kind of trade war, wouldn't be good for the grain markets at all. The weather around the country, cold and wet. I think we're going to see some planting delays as we move forward, not only in the south, but the northern states as well. The Dakotas look cold, wet, snowy. April looks to be cold and wet. So I think we're going to see some delays out here. The report on Thursday is certainly going to be anticipated. We should see, you know, corn acres down a bit, bean acres up a bit. I think we'll see corn stocks maybe whittled down a little bit more, but bean stocks about the same, I would guess, out here. I don't see anything particularly friendly for the beans at the moment. The corn, I think, could see a little bit of a bump off of the report on Thursday. But again, these markets have taken a fairly good hit. And if we do close the beans under 10-20 in May, I think that's going to lead to more selling out here. The biggest problem I see for the grains right now is that the funds are pretty well long, about 250 corn and about 190,000 contracts of beans. So I still think that's an issue out here. That's really about it. We didn't see any export announcements here this morning. Crop ratings in Kansas were improved, I think it was by about 6 points, in the good to excellent category with the rains that they had, but they're still in pretty bad shape out there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. If you need help with this marketing, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. Have a good day.